We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. It's Monday, the 6th of February. Young thieves have stolen more than $10 million worth of cars in 4 months after working through unlocked doors in Melbourne's south and east. The vehicles, mostly prestige models, were taken in aggravated burglaries using keys snatched from houses across suburbs being targeted by more than 100 teenage offenders. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. The 16-year-old girl who died after being mauled by a shark while swimming in the Swan River in North Fremantle has been identified as Stella Berry. Stella was a Year 11 student at Shenton College in Perth. She was reportedly jet skiing with friends on Saturday afternoon when she jumped into the river to swim with dolphins. She was in the water near the Fremantle traffic bridge when the shark attacked, causing a massive injury to her leg. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Melbourne's blockbuster play Harry Potter and the Cursed Child will cast its last magic spell at the Princess Theatre in July. The record-breaking show, with more than 1 million tickets sold to 1,300 performances, making it the longest running in Australian history, has played in Spring Street for 4 years. And dumped rubbish, graffiti and other gripes are plaguing Victorian neighbourhoods, prompting more than 330,000 complaints to an app last year. The reports were made via the SnapSend Solve app, which allows people to send photos of an issue to the responsible authority. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life in Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.